We continue our learning. We are in Me'ilah, Perek Beis Mishnah Tes. Hakometz, which is the kometz of the mincha that we take with the three middle fingers, v'halavona, which is the frankincense, which is burned on the mizbeach along with the kometz as part of a korban mincha, v'hakitores, the ketores, the incense, which we place each day on the mizbeach ha'pnimi, on the mizbeach ha'zohav in the heichal, u'minchos kohanim, and menachos, flour offering, that are brought by Kohanim, which don't have a kometz. They're completely burnt on the Mizbeach. U'minchas Kohen Mashiach, that's the Minchas Chavitin, which we mentioned many times in Menachos, that the Kohen Gadol brought every day, a flower offering. U'minchas Nesachim, which is the Mincha flower offering and the Nesachim in the wine that's brought every day with the Karban HaTamid, and that flower offering, of course, is burnt on the Mizbeach. Mo'alin Bahen Misha Hukdashu. So the Mishnah here says that regarding kometz, levona, ketores, the menachos of Kohanim, minchas kohen mashiach, minchas nesachim, all of these things, which are completely burnt on the mizbeach, where the Kohanim don't take part of any of that which we burn on the mizbeach. So the halacha of mi'ilah applies once we're makdish them verbally, once we say that this is going to be the frankincense, and this is going to be the kometz, and this is going to be the ketores, etc. Kachu bakli. Once they're placed into a kli, now this excludes the kometz. The kometz was already kadosh in a kli shares before you even took the kmitza. You had the flour in a kli shares. But let's say the other ones, that the lavona, the ktores, etc. Once you first verbally declare that this is going to be the lavona, the ktores, etc., the mincha kohanim, and then you put it into a kli. The mi'ilah begins, the isra mi'ilah begins when you makdish them b'peh. But when you now put them into a kli, hukshuru li pasel b'tevul yom u'l'chusar kippurim uvalina. As we mentioned many times, now they become prepared and ready potentially to become disqualified if a tevul yom who's tamei, u'l'chusar kippurim who's tamei, and lina if it stays overnight. V'chayavin alehim mishum nosar u'mishum tamei. If these lavona, ktores, komets, etc. were left overnight beyond their time, anyone who eats them is going to be chayiv kares. That's the isser of noser mishum tamei. Someone who has tumas haguf, if he would eat any of these things, he would be going to, let's say, this mincha, the mincha of the kohen mashiach, of the kohen gadol, the minchas nesachim. He would be chayiv kares as well for eating kachim bituma. Upigul ein bahem. But pigul does not apply. Why does pigul not apply to the lavona, the kometz, the ktores, minchas kohanim, etc.? So the Mishnah gives us the rule why. Zehach klal, this is the general rule. Kol sheyeshlo matirin ein chayavin alav mishum pigul noser v'tamei ad sheyikruvu matirov. So this is not the list we just mentioned, but these are things that have matirin. What does it mean, things that have matirin? So we mentioned this a little bit in Zvachim and in Menachos, where you have certain items that you need something else to permit them, let's say, to be eaten. So take, for example, shlamim, achatas, and an asham. We know that the zrikas adam is the matir. It's what permits the emurim, the fats, to be placed on the mizbeach. We do not place the fats on the mizbeach and should not be placing them until the zrikas adam is done, nor can the basar be eaten by the kohanim until the zrika is done. So the zrika is the matir, and the flesh and the emurim and the fats are the matirin. Some things that have matirin, that have something that permits them. Let's say an olas behema, the blood that you sprinkle permits the flesh to the mizbeach. It permits, because the whole thing is burnt, it permits the skin, the hide, to be used by the kohanim. Let's say olas ha'of, so the mitzui, when you take the bird and you press it up against the mizbeach, so that allows the meat to be placed on the mizbeach. Shtei halechem we've had, that's also a davar, that's also called sheyesh lo matirin. What permits the shtei halechem? The zrika sadam of the kifse atzeres, permits the shtei halechem to be eaten by the kohanim. Lechem apanim, that's also something that has matirin. What permits the lechem apanim? The haktar, the burning of the bazichin, of the two bowls of frankincense that you placed on the mizbeach, permits them. And in fact, all menachos, it's the komets that you placed on the mizbeach that permits the shirayim, the leftover of the flour. After you take the komets, you have the leftover flour. Once the komets burns on the mizbeach, the komets, it's matir, the rest of the shirayim to kohanim. So all of these items, the basar, the emurim, the shtei lechem, lechem apanim, which have things that are matir them, so when does the chiyuv pigul kick in? No sir and tamei. Ein chayav in olav mishum pigul, no sir and tamei, ad she yikruvu matirav, until the matirin are done, that which permits them is taken care of, there's blood is sprinkled, and everything is done. Where do we learn this from? So when it comes to pigul, that's the one of our examples here, pigul no sir and tamei, the Torah says, lo yeiratzeh. And in fact, lo yeiratzeh is the opposite of what a carbon's supposed to be. A carbon kosher, it says in Vayikra Aleph, it says, v'nirtzolo l'chaper olav, there should be acceptance. And pigul is where it's lo yeiratzeh. That is not acceptable. So what does that teach you, the Gemara says? K'hartzoas kosher, kein hartzoas pasul. The same way when it comes to a kosher carbon, there's hartzoah, the way it becomes l'ratzon, it's acceptable. That's the way a carbon will come to disqualified and unacceptable. Umahartzas kosher ache yikruv umatirov, just like a carbon becomes acceptable and usable, and you can burn the fats on his back and eat the basar, etc., when you do this rikas hadam, so too hartzas pigul, in order for the isser of pigul to set in, you have to wait till you makriv the matirim, until you do this rikas hadam, whatever it may be. That's what the Gemara in Zvachim says on daf chav ches. So that only teaches me about pigul. How do I know that applies to Nosar? Only when the matirin was done, the zrika was done, or whatever needs to be done is done, then the potential for not only pigul but Nosar can kick in. There's a gzera shava, kodesh. It says kodesh when it comes to pigul. It says kodesh when it comes to Nosar. So that's derived from, Nosar is derived from pigul. What about Tameh? Tameh also has gzera shava, chilul from Nosar. Nosar has the word v'chalel and desecrate, and so to Nosar. So it's through, the pigul is the source. Pigul is the source of this halacha, that the pigul only sets in when you do the matirin, you do the zrika, you do the komets, whatever needs to be done to mimatir other things. Just like it makes the carbon kosher, that's when the carbon can now become pasul. And the other two, Nosar and Tamei, I'll learn from pigul. But v'chol she'eino matirin, the Mishnah continues, if something doesn't have something else that's matirin, that is the matir. As we said, the komets are the list in our Mishnah. The komets, the lavona, these aren't things that have matirin. These are the very matirin themselves. These permit other things. So what's the halacha there? Kevin shekadash bakli chayavin olav mishum nosar mishum tamei. When does the chiyuv begin? So there's no upigul ainbo. There is no pigul at all, because pigul only applies when it comes to shlamim, to things that have matirin. These are not things that have matirin. Things don't permit these. These permit other things. So pigul doesn't apply. But nosar and tamei will apply. At what point? These are the matirin. So we can't wait for the matirin to be done, because these are the matirin. It means once you put them in the kli, which is what our Mishnah is teaching us, that is when the isser of Nosar potentially can happen, and Tameh as well. Where do we learn this from? So it says when it comes to Tameh, in Vayikra Chav Beis, Kol ish asher yikrav mikol zarachem el hakadoshim asher yakdishu b'nei Yisrael l'ashem v'tum aso olav. Oh, this is speaking about Tumah. So it's from this pasuk that the Torah speaks about, if it's Tumah v'nichras anveshayi, if you're Tameh, you're going to, a person is going to get the penalty of kares if he eats a carbon when he's tamei. So the pasuk began with kol ish asher yikrav mikol zarachem. Now, the punishment is only when you actually eat it. So asher yikrav can't mean that only when you bring it close. But it does teach us that if in order to be chayav for this kares, for tumah, when your body is tamei, that's only asher yikrav. When the carbon is kosher, to be brought as a carbon, to be brought close as a carbon. When's that? That's when you place it into a kli. And we said, of course, but pigul does not apply to cases, to items that are matir in themselves and don't have other things that are matir them. We begin the third parak, parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph. We had this Mishnah. This was actually the Mishnah in the fourth parak of Temura Mishnah Aleph. So this should be review. V'lad chatas u'temuras chatas v'chatas shemesu ba'alehel yomusu. We may remember the halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai, the five chatos that are supposed to die, where we have to close them up and not feed them because of the problem that we have. We can't let them graze and we can't bring them as the karmon. So that would be the vlad, the offspring of a karmon chatas, the temura, where I exchanged the kedusha for a machatas, and chatas where the owner had died, yamusa, they have to die. Sha'avra shnasa, if you have a chatas that passed its year, normally a kifsa or a se'ira, the female sheep or goat brought as a karmon chatas, only kosher within its first year. So here we're talking about someone who set it aside during its first year, but he didn't bring it as a karmon, now it's past its first year. Or v'she'avda, it was lost. V'she'nimitzeis balas mum, or meaning what? That we're talking about where it passed its year and was lost, or it was lost and we found and it's a baal mum. The Gemara says in Tumor and Daf Chav Beis that that's what we're speaking about. So what do we do with the avra shnasa and nimseis baal the avda? It was lost and nimseis baal mum or avra shnasa and it was lost and now you have it im yishekipru habaylim if the owner already had atonement with another, meaning what happened? You lost these. And now you found the original one. So, and he now, the Baal, is mechaper, either before you found the original one, he's mechaper with the new one that you took in its place, or you found the old one, but you still are using the one that you used in its place. So what's the halacha tamas? The chatas that's found, the original one that you lost, now has to die. It's not Yirat Sheyistoev, and that's because it passed its year and was lost and it had a balmum and was a balasmum. So those two things, what we call Tarti the Reusa, two things that are inferior about it. So the halacha is that it's supposed to die, and that's the halacha in this case where Avra Shnasa and Nimseis Amra Shnasa and was lost, and Nimseis Balmum and was lost, and now it was found, and you got Kapara through the other one, and now you found the original one. Veinos Hatmura. Now, this animal that's supposed to die and no longer has Kedusha, and therefore, if you try to exchange its Kedusha to another animal, it doesn't make Tmura. Velo Nehenim Velo Malim. Lichatchila, you can't get Hana from it. But if you got Hana from it, you're not have to bring a carbon Me'ilah, because it doesn't really have of Kedusha. Vim Ad Shalo Kipru Habailim. But let's say you found it before the owner atoned for his sin, but what happened? And now you have this animal. So then, tiracha to start. Then you let it go out and graze. You're telling me the owner didn't get kapara yet. So now you found it. Okay. So then tiracha to start. Then you can let it graze till it has a money timacher and you sell it. V'yavi b'dama acheres. And you with its money you bring another. With this is referring to just the chatas that avra shnasa passed its year and you found it. Chatas she'avda v'nimseis balas mum. So that is something that you can actually sell right away. You don't have to wait till it grazes and it gets a mum, because it already had a mum. The osa tamura, and since these animals, there is kedusha there, because eventually the money is going to be used to bring a carbon, it can make tamura, umol and ba, and in fact you get hana from it, you have to be a carbon me'ila, and pay keren, the value, and chomesh, and add on a fifth.